I'm Grace Eubank.
And I'm Ryan Beck.
We are married.
So now we're putting our marriage to the test with a podcast.
This is Falling in Love with My Wife.
Okay, well, I don't know what to say.
Okay, you literally just said, okay, you ready to start?
And then you went, I had a full meltdown, okay?
It was in less than a second.
I know, but I'm just deeply hoping that the smoke alarm doesn't go off.
I know.
During our pod, or during it all,
yeah,
ever?
During it all, yeah.
Because, you know, he got to sleep at 6:50.
Mm-hmm. He was like deep tired.
This is crazy. It's like he didn't want to nap because mom was home. Yesterday we had no problems at all.
Yeah.
So the only solution is for you to leave the family.
All right.
Then the child will sleep, I guess.
I guess so. Then you'll have tons more free time.
I know. I really don't want that to happen. I owe you an apology. I've been giving you too hard of a time, and I'm not trying to. It's just that I want attention instead of throwing toys. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you a hard time. It's unfair.
I mean, it's a very light hard time, but...
I know, but I still owe you an apology.
Thank you.
Because I'm acting out in the way that Jerry will throw his toys when he wants attention. I'm being a turd.
Do you want to explain how you're being a turd?
Well, you're emailing, you know, like basically 12 to 13 hours a day at this point.
Yeah.
And
for my job, not just for
fun. I know. That's clear. And you need to have your job. Mm-hmm. Your job needs you.
And it's a particularly busy time.
Exactly. And I also need you. And I'm basically a homemaker right now, where I'm like, I made all the meals today. I did all the dog walks. I did all the stuff with Jerry. You did allow me a few hours to go get a haircut, which was sweet.
Yeah, I was going to say, I took a bit of a time this morning so you could do...
I know, and I'm acknowledging that right now. This is what I'm trying not to get in a fight with. But as we are always very open on our podcast, I think we should be open that we're having a tiff.
Yeah. Well, I opened up to you. Yeah, go ahead.
I want to work more. You want to work less. He wants... probably less of both of us, and also more of both of us, and nobody's really getting exactly the balance that they would prefer.
Yeah. I'm enjoying what I'm doing, but I'm stressed out.
Yeah, and I'm trying to be there for you while you're stressed out, but I can't help with anything, and I'm just too tired to...
Yeah, the way you're being a turd for explanation is that, you're saying, take some time off and stuff, and it's like, oh, but
I'm not saying that.
Not take time off, but shut it down for the night, or take a break. But sometimes I can't take a break because I'm just screwing tomorrow's self over.
I know, but watching you email at 9 p.m. is like, what are you doing?
I'm taking it off my plate for tomorrow so I can sleep better tonight.
I get it. I've just never seen you send an email after 9 p.m. in your existence, because you're very big into work-life balance. This is your thing. Oh, this is the kind of job I'm looking for. This is what I want. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, I'd say how many weeks are in a year? 52. I'd say 40 some weeks of the year, I'm good about that.
I would say,
on the weekends and don't work at night beyond emergencies in quotes.
Sure. I mean, I would say that doesn't feel accurate to me right now, since we're in April.
Well, I'm not saying... Okay, but I have two big events a year.
You always care. You care about...
And I'm saying...
Listen, I'm not... No, I think it's important to... I want to say this. I think it's important to say, or to point out that you care really deeply about your work.
Yeah.
You care about it, work deeply about it year round.
Yeah.
So you're always going to be doing this. And that's okay.
Yeah.
But I
think I have a pretty good work-life balance, and I do shut it down most of the time. Like, on weekends and after work hours.
Yeah.
Except for the month before these two big events, and I have to, maybe have non-traditional work hours because things ramp up.
Yeah. Again, I know that it's important, and I'm trying to be there for you, and I know that I'm being a turd. There's no scenario where I'm, like, really in the right. I want more of your time.
I know.
And I don't want you to feel stressed, and I don't want you to be, like, not really sleeping and stressed out. That's not fun for anybody. I don't like seeing it. And then it's especially hard when, like, I also need time to take care of my things, and we don't have any support system here in the city. Mm-hmm. And so that's hard because, like, I had asked, like, days in advance, can I please get a haircut? Mm-hmm. And you made it happen for me, and that was awesome, and I really appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But it's just really tough when it's like, oh, that was the time I had today mm-hmm. for anything related to myself. And that's tough.
I know, and mine was that I took a shower for the first time in 5 days.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could do more often if you wanted to.
I don't know how, though.
I know, but I've been...
It was 4 days, but still.
I don't think it was 4 days. That's making me sound like I'm not doing my share when you're saying this.
It was 4 days.
Yeah, but you could have done it any point. You had time last night. You had time in the day before.
But then, okay, but like at
just,
night...
Just, I need you to admit that I'm doing enough of the child rearing that you do have time to shower if it wasn't for other factors.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not like I'm not doing enough to where you can't even shower.
No, it's not like you're in another room playing video games. I'm saying I just don't have time for my stuff either.
But that's related to your...
It's not a competition. I'm not saying that you do and I don't.
I get it. So anyway, I'm trying to apologize to you, but so far it's been like 7 minutes of me not making a great case.
I'm trying my best.
Me too. I just think that we're a little off.
Yeah. I'm like a couple degrees.
I'm just generally angry. Not at you. Just in the...
Yeah.
I'm just angry recently.
And even angry is kind of a hard word. You're just kind of like... No. You're a little on edge.
No, I'm angry.
Are you?
Yeah. But I'm like... I've worked for years at not expressing it in certain ways.
Sure.
So the way that it's coming out is me trying to have a constructive conversation at a reasonable volume.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not angry with you either. I'm just angry in general. And I want things to change, and I've wanted them to change for a long time.
Yeah.
And I feel a bit helpless and, like I said, angry.
Yes.
So, I don't know. What else is going on?
We bought property.
Yeah, we did. We did buy property, and that's added a little bit of a stress, mm-hmm. but also it's not really totally real yet.
It doesn't feel real yet.
No, and it's like, I don't know
if it will.
I don't know. It's like, what's crazy about it is like this mortgage situation. It's like, one, what a gross word, and I'm glad that everybody eliminates the T when they say it.
Mortgage.
You say mortgage. Mm-hmm. You don't go mortgage.
Mortgage.
That's gross.
That is gross.
But that, you refinance those and they go down. You get lower interest rates mm-hmm. at some point. Mm-hmm. The rent is only going up.
Yeah, and we hate our landlord.
Hate that guy. He sucks. Talk to him as many times as I need to in my life. Never need to do that again.
Yeah.
And the place is getting worse and the building is getting double worse.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, I did the math, right? I told you. Mm-hmm. If we didn't refinance, in 10 years from now, we'd be paying more for this place than that place.
Exactly.
That's bonkers.
Yeah.
So,
it's the right move all around.
It's the right move. Well, I don't know. I can't even say that because I'm such a Zen Taoist now.
Sure.
But is it the right move? It's just a move. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, but I think...
there's a lot of positives, it seems.
Yeah, it's definitely not the wrong move. Given the information we have right now...
It's a great move.
A great move.
Yeah, but we just don't know.
Sure.
I know, but I'm just saying... it's the only way I've had to survive. Like, this is the only way that I've been able to survive. It's just be like, this is a move. That is a thing that happened. This is another thing that happened, and you continue on with your life. I can't be assigning judgment values to, like, things that I don't have enough information about. Sure. It makes me nuts.
Yeah.
And then let's say that there was an issue with the house or something. Mm-hmm. Or go smaller. Mm-hmm. Right? I'd be like, oh, it was a good move that I have this particular gig. Right?
Yeah.
And then I crash my car and whatever. It's like, why would I think this is a good idea? You know.
Easy.
It's just, that's a thing.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. Maybe it's not the most joyous way to live.
I was going to say, let's have a little bit of fun here.
I know. And I can tell that you're trying to have fun. I was writing in my journal earlier. I was writing that you were baking, because you're baking a pie right now, which is why I don't want the fire or the smoke alarm to go off.
Yeah.
Because my sweet potatoes fell through the racks. When you bake a potato, it bakes best if you just poke it with
a fork.
And you lightly coat it in olive oil and you put it right on the rack. Okay. No tin foil, no nothing, because you're getting a nice crispy and it's going to peel right off the potato flesh. Mm-hmm. And it's really good. I know it's the only way. It's the only word. It has skin, it has flesh. It's what the word is.
No bones, though.
You're waving it off. You tried.
No,
to,
there was a little fly.
I thought you were waving off the description of
a
potato.
A little fly.
I nailed it. The sweet potatoes were delicious.
They were great.
But they also fell through the racks and kind of just, you know, got really gross in the oven. And I said, I need to clean this. And then you baked a pie.
I forgot that you said that.
Fine. But you're baking a pie because you want us to have fun. And you want us to have fun because I've been an asshole. So I'm sorry that you had to stress bake tonight.
I just want to have some fun.
We could have had some fun.
Let's have some fun with some pie, too.
I know, but then you were all sad that there was no brown sugar.
Oh, it's going to still be good.
It'll be good.
We use white sugar. It's fine.
Do you want to tell everybody about your super secret apple pie recipe that's your mom's recipe that's not a secret?
Oh, yeah. Mom's cheating apple pie.
Mama's cheating apple pie.
Yeah. It's not mama's. It's mom's.
Well, okay. It's mom's cheating apple pie.
Yeah, you cheat like crazy.
It's the best ratio, though.
I know, it really
is. It's like,
is.
It's a cheat to, like, get to a better product.
But what's funny is that I once asked her for the recipe, and she sent it to me. And if you read it, it's hilarious, because it just says, like, some sugar, some flour. Like, but I kind of figured it out. I think I went a little too heavy tonight, but it's okay.
Heavy on the what?
The, like, flour for the topping.
I kind of like that, though.
I know, it's going to be good. It's going to be fine. Okay, so
lay it out there. Mom's cheating apple
Mom's
pie.
Mom's cheating apple pie. You just use a Pillsbury crust.
Boom.
Like, done. Don't worry about it. You use a can of pie filling. One can of apple pie filling. But then you take Granny Smith apples and you peel them.
Those are
them,
the green ones.
The green ones, the tart ones. The Granny Smith apples, you peel them, you slice them thin. I did like three tonight, and I'm gonna be honest here. Jerry's been eating like half apples and then not finishing them.
Oh, you used his?
Well, I cut.
I actually threw out a half-eaten one earlier.
Yeah, he like will eat half of them and then he wants to start a new one the next time. So we have all these half-eaten apples in our fridge, and so I just like cut off the half-eaten part and took the fresh part and used that.
There was like one the size of my thumb
yeah.
in there, and I pitched that one because it was mostly brown.
Yeah. No, these were like the ones that he had just eaten today, so I took the good part.
Yesterday, he ate two apples almost entirely.
Yeah.
It's kind of an amazing thing to see a 2.5-year-old eat an apple the size of, like, I have a large man's hand.
Yeah.
In my closet. I have a big hand, though.
Yeah.
And he's eating apples that are like the size of my hand. The little ones, big apples.
So I took little green apples, partially eaten by a 2-year-old, some fresh, and sliced them up thin. You mix it together with the apple pie filling.
That's the trick.
That's the trick.
Cheat.
I probably would have done one more green apple, but I wanted to save some for him, so we have two left for him.
That's very nice.
You mix it all together, you add some cinnamon, mix that together, put that in the pie crust in a pie tin, and then you smush up some like soft butter, some flour, some white sugar, some brown sugar, or if you don't have brown sugar, some white sugar alone.
Gummy bears.
Gummy bears, whatever you have. And you like smush it up with cinnamon and put it, like just kind of spread it on top. So this is
yeah,
like the
crumbly,
open.
It's a crumbly
kind,
situation.
Not like one with a.
Yeah, there's
a
no
crust
lattice
on top.
Work. There's no, no. like straight. It's not straight pie goo from the store.
Yeah.
But people like the pie goo from the store. That's why it's there.
I know.
But also a fresh apple, putting that in there is like, oh, this tastes better.
It tastes better. The tartness, like, because usually the pie filling in the can is, like,
really,
really
sweet. Yeah.
So, like, the tartness is better. You slice
it's a good
it thin
balance.
So it, like, gets
crunch,
nice and
soft. Refreshing, nice
and
bite.
And it's so much faster than all the other things.
It's a nice bite.
I know there are going to be purists that are going to be angry.
What, that it should all be regular apples?
Well, that, it, like, you should make your own pie crust because it's so much better. And it's like, maybe it is better, but...
It's not. It's not.
Well, maybe it is, but
no,
I don't care. But I don't care.
That's fine. You don't have to care. But yeah. Also, it's like, the people that are making these refrigerated pie crusts from the store have perfected this. Some things are done.
Yeah.
As we've discussed with ketchup, you would never make that yourself.
Yeah.
And anything else, mm-hmm. you know? Some things from the store are better. That's why they're from the store.
And they're easier. I'm yeah. not going to buy lard.
No.
And, like, make a pie crust.
No.
No, I'm not going to. If people want to spend a lot more time on it than I did, great. But guess what? We're just going to have some fun. We're going to eat some apple pie on a Tuesday night.
And watch our favorite new reality show, which is back.
Yeah. It's not new, but
well, it's
the new,
it's
season.
The new season of
The Circle.
The Circle on Netflix.
Oh
very fun.
Love
super
the Circle.
Fun.
If you're not watching The Circle, what are you doing?
I think we would kill it on there, but we'd be really bad TV because we'd be so good. And
I know.
And we wouldn't be like, well, I mean, we've been, well, I don't even think we're fighting on this episode but of our pod, but mm-hmm. like everybody on The Circle is like way over the top.
Yeah.
They're so animated.
Yeah.
And they're doing all, you know, nobody's tired. Everyone thinks that flirting is going to be their advantage.
I know, that's
it's
wrong.
Absolutely not. Everybody who wins has some kind of like regular family story. Mm-hmm. I have kids was like two of the winners.
Yeah.
Pretend, if you're going to pretend anything, pretend you have a child.
Exactly.
No one's going to ask too many details because that's yeah. a weird thing to say. And you just go, ha, I'm just here for my kid. And then mm-hmm. they're going to upvote you at the end.
Exactly.
That's the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we had a kid get on the game shows.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. Ugh. I wanted to say something, but I can't because I'm sworn to secrecy.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I wish I...
We'll talk later.
Do I get to find out what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I like that.
You know about it.
I will tell you right now, I have no idea what you're talking
okay.
about.
We'll talk later because I can't talk about it on this.
I know, but I don't know what you're talking about.
It doesn't
about.
Matter.
This is too much, but this is the most
okay.
fun that we've had in a while.
Okay. Can I... Like, act it out?
No, because this is a podcast. Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about now?
I think. I think. Yeah, what about it? There's no news there.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. This was really good
was
radio. Really good radio. Is Grace, like, just using hand signs?
Yeah.
We tried to learn ASL, and everything you just did wasn't even close.
Well, because I don't know those signs.
I think you know some of them, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. We can't explain what they are.
So, let's talk New York mm-hmm. Times games. I really want to just put this out there right now.
Okay.
But you've become very good at connections.
Really?
I think so.
I haven't played yet today.
You're getting it every time, and I'm failing... Like, I fail, like, two times out of the week.
I am good at connections, I think.
Yeah.
Usually I get it, like, I open it, I'm like, oh, this one stinks, and then I figure it out.
I so rarely get the purple one first.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. I'm sorry. He's beating me down. I'm so tired.
I know.
This guy. But anyway, you become really good at it, and we always share the scores back and forth, and your mom's on the thread to share the mm-hmm. scores, and some days... I get it, and I'm just like, yeah, but I got it all the way down to the last one, and I won't even share it with you guys.
Mm.
Like, I'll do it, but to just know, I most, like, there are days that I've completed it where I don't share.
Wow.
I know.
That's good to know.
I know. We're getting a lot of Wordles and six.
Yeah.
I'm really struggling out here.
Well, I used your strategy today, and I finally got it in six, but I like my strategy better.
Your strategy for Wordle is to use every consonant within like the first four guesses.
Yeah, I have like four words.
So you have no greens basically, and then you just have it at five.
Well, if I can figure it out in like two or three, I'll do it. But if I can't figure it out, like if I don't have like an educated guess, I'm going to get it in four with my like three go-to words.
There's a thing called hard mode that they have on there.
Oh, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Where you have to use, if you get a yellow, you got to use it in the next round. I basically play like that, but right. I don't play on hard mode.
Yeah.
But that's my strategy. If I'm going to use all the information that I have
yeah.
to try to get something.
Okay.
That's my strategy.
I got the same four words.
What did people do before? Like, what are you supposed to do in the morning?
If Sudoku. Not,
Sudoku, is that
when
the
we
thing?
Were in college, Sudoku was really big.
I do the crossword every day.
There was a like a free newspaper at Pitt called mm-hmm. the Pitt News. And like people would get it and
it's a great name.
The Pitt News. Yeah, mm-hmm. it had the news from Pitt. Mm-hmm. And there's always Sudoku in it, and people would only get it for the Sudoku. And you see like people in those like Whoa. Giant like giant lecture classes, and everybody's doing Sudoku. It was like before smartphones, because that's who we are.
Yeah, we went to college before smartphones. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe a couple people had them.
The iPhone came out when we were like juniors or seniors.
Yeah.
Like the first one.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that
yeah.
was like $1 billion, so nobody got it.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't something. I moved to New York City with no smartphone and that was like the way for like a couple of years.
Yeah. My freshman year of college, I had a flip phone, but it broke kind of, and I couldn't send text messages, and I was like pretty much fine. I was like minorly inconvenienced.
Yeah, that's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
I've been trying to go back to flip phone.
I know, I don't want you to.
I know, but I would really like to.
But I would like you not to.
And since you are one of the primary people that I talk to, I will not.
Thank you. I think it would be, I don't think it would solve the problems. I think there are other ways around it.
Above me looking at my phone too much?
Yeah.
Well, my screen time was up 125% last week. Because
that
I was
maps, right?
I think it was maps. Maps always yeah, dips like, it up. But it was up to 5 hours per day because mm-hmm. of the maps.
Oh, and also you were listening to an audiobook. That counts.
Not if the screen's blank, is it not?
I'm pretty sure it does.
Oh. Okay.
And you've been like tearing through audiobooks. It
was a 16-hour book.
Yeah.
But previous to that, I was at 2 hours a day.
That's absolutely what it was.
Previous to that, I was 2 hours a day for that week. And that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You should check what, like, the
I also
breakdown
think,
is.
Well, I mean, it was a lot of Jerry time, but I'm not sure if it does my computer or not.
Mm.
I don't know.
I don't know, ma'am.
I don't know. Listen, I'm not sure that we did, like, I'm not feeling great about our pod. I'm like, I'm
Why?
Not sure if this episode's entertaining. I think it's been, like...
Well, I don't think it's our funniest, but
no,
I...
We have to... Listen, we're in a relationship pod for the most mm-hmm. part, okay? We have a core group of listeners that don't know what's going on with us. We're in a funk. For us, for me and you,
yeah.
we are in a dip, a rut.
I don't even think that we are.
A speed bump.
I don't know. I think we like had a minor argument today where I said, hey, can I talk to you about something
no,
that
no.
I'm feeling?
No. I think it's been this. I've felt this for like a week or so.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Are you gaslighting me, bro?
I think, bro, that we are so stressed out, and it's more that than actually any relationship stuff.
Yeah, but that contributes.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
You and I always feel are rock solid because there's mutual respect and we do have fun and love and everything, but we're not having fun.
Yeah.
We have not had fun in the last week.
Well, wait. 20
Everyone
more
was
minutes
like, "Congrats!"
For this pod.
Everyone's like, "Congrats! You got a oh, on our move in or our day we signed for our house." And it's like, I felt no joy that day. The burrito was the best part when we bought burritos.
Yeah, because we were so hungry.
So hungry, but there you go.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So we gotta have some fun. We have to reset. We have to take some deep breaths. We have to get a full night's sleep.
Full night's sleep. belly full of apple pie. We're gonna
and then let's set off the fire smoke detector for fun. Whatever. I always want to say fire detector.
That sounds like a fire detective. I don't know what a fire detective is.
A fire detective is one of those people who like tracks down who set an arson. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's some neat stuff. It's a shame that when they work, someone has lit a building on fire. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, I imagine those guys are just on the couch hanging.
I don't know.
What do they do the rest of the year? Are there that many arsons that they're out working 5 days a week?
We're talking about fire detectives, right?
Yeah. Is it a hybrid job?
Like, yeah, I was going to say. Maybe it's like a...
What else are they doing?
I don't know. Well, it's... I don't know. I'm going to think about it.
We got to look at how... I need to do... Now I got to do some research about how many arsons there are a year. All and right. If it's not 365 minus and weekends...
Are they always Monday through Friday arsons?
Yeah.
None on Christmas.
Right.
Bank holidays.
Right.
So...
All right. I love you.
I love you too.
And I'm very sorry. Bye-bye.